Brahms begin Susan Sharp's selection of music through the night from 1 o'clock. Now, though, at 11, it's time for this week's edition of World on Three. In the presenter's chair this week is Lopa Kotari.
Welcome to the fiesta. That was Eliseo Parra and Mix Jota from his new album, Contradicción, a medley of tunes to set the tone for tonight's World on Three with me, Lopa Kotari. Yes, there'll be more dancing, more new releases, gigs to go to and potential award winners, as with my guests in the studio, Pilgrim's Way, who've been nominated for Most Promising Emerging Talent at this year's Radio 2 Folk Music Awards, which are going to be held at the Lowry in Salford on the 8th of February. century. Pilgrim's Way is going to be joining me in about 20 minutes' time. La Chiva is a brightly coloured bus, open to the elements without doors and windows. And if you've ever been to Colombia, you may well have bought a miniature version made out of a bit of tin as a souvenir. Well, La Chiva Gantiva is a seven-strong group based in Brussels, named after its percussionist Natalia Gantiva. And at its heart is a trio of Colombian musicians who, like the rustic bus, have added bits along the way. In this case, a contemporary twist to traditional songs to keep the music going and alive in today's world. So here's a little bit of what I guess you could call a Colombian Afrobeat. Por eso canto.
Yeah. se zhlédne z výšin, půjdu a vystoupám z brání. Vím přece o temné skrýši, z níž vládne pohodlí lesný zlatohlav. Žár bělý obilí vousy, soustředěné poledne píří. A z kapes polednic trousí, do peřin nemluvňat zlato zlatá zvla. Mám diadem, blíží se vojsko hadů mé. Nikdo netroufal. Se polední strouha, když se v ní velebně tupá zlatohlav. Skrádám se ke zlatu v písku, se vřuho utíkám loukou. Jen jsem si radostí výsknul, znor za mnou vyrazil sliský hadí dav. Mám diadem, blíží se vojsko hadů mé. Hůdym les, slávnou nedoběhnu dál. Svíjí se pod košilí trouf, já si trouf, kam si nikdo netroufal. Mám diadem, blíží se vojsko a důmé, údy mne slávnou nedoběhnu dál. Hou, hátku hou, svíjí se pod košilí trouf, já si trouf, kam si nikdo netroufal. Král hadů do vody vplouvá, dřív zlatou korunku snívá. Třpití se polední strouha, když se v ní velebně koupá zlatohlav. Skrádám se ke zlatu v písku, se vřuhou utíkám loukou. Jen jsem si radostí výsknul, znor za mnou vyrazil svistý hadí dav. Mám diadem, blíží se vojsko hadů mé, hůdy mne slábnou, nedoběhnu dál. Hou, hátku hou, svíjí se pod košilí trouf, já si trouf, kam si nikdo netroufal. Trouf, já si trouf, kam si nikdo netroufal. Trouf, já si trouf, kam si nikdo netroufal.
flutes a la Jethro Tull, drum and bass kicks and jazz from the Czech Republic. In fact, Tomáš Kočko's album Godzilla is so eclectic that it is equally folk dub as it is ethno-doom, as his website terms it, and grunge metal. Underlying all of it is Tomáš's intensive study of the medieval folklore of Moravia. And I have to say, the more I listen to it, weird though it is, the more it draws me in. Munira Michala is from Chad, a country sometimes referred to as the dead heart of Africa, given that it's largely desert and sits right in the centre of the continent, surrounded by Libya, the two Sudans, the Central African Republic, Nigeria, Cameroon and Niger. Given its numerous neighbours, it's no wonder then that Chad is home to more than 200 different ethnic groups and languages, and naturally to a wealth of music. Munira is one of the country's rising stars, and on her new album, Chili Huritki, Take Your Independence, due out on Loose Africa in March, she draws on her heritage and establishes herself in a music scene in a country where it's not easy for a young woman to express herself. Her voice has a youthful rawness to it. This is Hagina.
Kulama yom illa shaki nazari ma indum almi kulama yom illa baki kubarat fihi legali aldari awin wa iyal bihanununi kanifakir ma indum almi anina nadoru Kanifakir ma indum akil anina nadoru hakina antuna
hakina ala ala
alhana kinta ma
rada
lakina kina
antuna
alhakuma le
kanifakir shasa kena skula
anina nadoru
hakina
antuna hakina ala ala alhana kinta ma
rada
lakina kina
antuna
alhakuma le sha
kula fakir fi shasa glena skula
We'll be right back. خلاص في شي انكسر ما بسألك مين انهزم مين انتصر همي أنا بالليل انساني الألم دوب مع النسيان لحظات الندم لمين بشكي هم خلاص في شي انكسر ما بسألك مين انهزم مين انتصر
Shin Kasar, Something Broke, from Lebanese singer Elisa, and her hit album Who Do You Believe In, Tzedak Beymin, that won her her third World Music Award based on record sales for the best-selling artist of the Middle East. Thanks as ever to my mate Izzat, who keeps me up to date with the music scene in the Middle East and helps with the translations. And that followed Kalle Pyar Kalle, Bollywood from an unexpected quarter, an Australian group, the Bombay Royale, led by Hindi singing Bollywood fan Parveen Kaur Singh, and a merry band of, I think, about 11 others drawn from Melbourne's music community. If you happen to be heading down under this spring, Adelaide to be exact, then you can see them playing at Worm Adelaide, which takes place from the 9th to the 12th of March. And that leads me to my guests on the programme tonight, Pilgrim's Way, a young folk group from Stockport who've been nominated for the Horizon Award at the BBC Radio 2 Folk Music Awards of 2012. And they're going to kick things off with a classic tale, The Light Dragoon.
Dragoon came over the hill, the moon was shining brightly. Oh, there was a little lady, she knew about his horse, because she loved him dearly, dearly, so dearly. Oh, there was a little lady, she knew about his horse, because she loved him dearly. Oh, she's took him by the nearside rein, led him to the stable. Here's hay and corn for your horse, strong man, that's him, your body is able, able. So able, oh, here's hay and corn for your horse, strong man, that's him, your body is able. By the lily white hands, led him to the table. Here's cakes and wines for you, my dear. Now you are able, able, so able. Oh, here's cakes. just to make the bed, to make it soft and easy. And nimble she's jumped into the bed to see if it was easy, easy. So easy, oh well, nimble she's jumped into the bed to see if it was easy. And the light dragoon, he's run upstairs with his trousers on the table. And nimble he's jumped into the bed to do what he was able, able. So able, oh well, nimble he's jumped into the bed to do what he was able. Struck one and the trumpets were loudly sounding. With her spirits high and her belly low, she's running to her mummy, mummy. Her mummy, oh, with her spirits high and her belly low, she's running to her mummy. Oh, where have you been this livelong night? And quite anxious parents, oh, I've been along with a light dragoon, because I love him dearly, dearly. So dearly, oh, I've been along with a light dragoon, because I love him dearly.
Light-hearted and very merry tale of the Light Dragoon. I'm here with Pilgrim's Way, Edwin Besant, Lucy Wright and Tom Kitching, who have been described as refreshingly different and reassuringly traditional. How do you feel about that, guys?
I think we said it about ourselves, so I agree
you?
With it.
Yeah. I quoted you back to yourselves.
Yeah, I think it makes us sound like a yoghurt.
Or a beer. Yeah.
And how did you all meet? Was it by chance?
Well, yes, it was. It started, I met Edwin about 5 years ago in a pub called the Waters Green Tavern in Macclesfield, and Edwin was playing box for Adlington Morris side, and I just come along to watch. And I managed to borrow a fiddle off somebody, because it's that kind of pub. And we had a bit of a session, and we thought, this is good, let's play some more music together. But we always wanted to be part of a band that went out and did concerts, but neither of us could really cut it as a singer, and the project was kind of going nowhere until Lucy moved up to Manchester.
Yeah, I moved to Manchester about 2 years ago to start my PhD. And
you moved up from where?
I lived before that in York and sort of London as well. I've moved about a bit in the past couple of years. But I was quite keen to join a band, and I met Edwin at the session in Manchester, and he suggested that maybe we got together and had a jam, and it went really well. So we kept on doing it, and here we are 2 years later.
It's only 2 years you guys have been together.
It's 2 years of about a week ago, isn't it? It was actually our anniversary of meeting in the pub and having a chat about what we'd like to do.
Well, the first 6 months, we were just playing for the fun of it. You know, it never really occurred to us exactly where it might go. We were just playing in Edwin's sort of dining room, basically.
That's true.
And after about 6 months, we got enough material together to record a demo, which we did, and we sent it out to a few places in September of that year and got quite a response to it. And we ended up doing a big bunch of festivals last summer on the strength of it. So.
But you all were playing music and singing in other sort of combinations, other groups of people or not?
In bits and pieces. I mean, after I met Tom, we played for a bit as a Cayley duo, a bunch called Monkey Box.
Yeah.
So we've been playing around for about a year before that. And then Lucy?
I haven't really done a lot before this. When I was a teenager, I used to go to folk clubs and things, but I haven't done anything like this before. Yeah. And Tom's very much the one who's had this kind of career before this.
That's more to do with me being unemployable in any other field than than being particularly good as a musician. But yeah, I've worked with a guitarist called Graham Bartley for quite a long period and made a couple of records. And yeah, he's got a new record out soon as well, so he's very busy.
Well, I was reading... I guess I'm reading your own words that you've put out there about who you are and what you've done. And Tom, you do sound like a kind of serial gigger.
Yeah,
it's 700 gigs.
It's pushing 800 now. I need to update that. It's about 806 now.
But that's just little gigs. I mean, it's not even studio sessions. It's not even just all the other stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty busy. Yeah. Well, I love it. It doesn't feel like work when you do the gig. Sometimes the drive feels like work or the loading PA, but it's such a pleasure to go out and do these things.
And I'm sorry, Edwin, but we're going to have to bring this up, and I think better earlier than later, but you come from a Morris dancing family.
Yes, indeed.
Now, has that given you a leg up in this field, or has it held you back?
I'm not entirely certain. I think it's definitely knackered my knees in the process. But, no, I grew up with my mum and dad in and around Manchester area. They eventually moved down south, but they were always involved in the Morris dancing and the folk music in general, and just being, as I think I've said before, saturated in it. It doesn't necessarily go in immediately, but you realise you're listening to a few more albums and in the folk genre than you would do normally, and then it gradually progresses
from your mind, isn't it?
And I didn't start seriously playing folk music properly until I was about 21-ish.
Really?
Because I'd played a bit of guitar and hadn't really quite got on with it. I was playing in a soul band whilst I was at university and loved it because I was a drummer. But
what
I
a great journey this has been, isn't it? Morris dancing to soul.
He plays everything. He's
now,
really annoying.
And now this delightful little melodeon you've got here.
It's a noisy bugger.
Sweet.
Say that on air? No.
So when did you take that up? I mean, that must be quite a difficult instrument just to sort of pick up and say, "Ooh, I think I'll play this.
It is and it isn't. It's a peculiar thing. If you get it and it clicks in your mind, it works. And it's easy to start off playing a few simple tunes and it sort of works up from there. If you're used to playing the piano, for example, quite often you just won't get it. It just doesn't work. And I tried learning the piano when I was younger and didn't get on with it. So I eventually found something that I can actually play for once.
A small one hanging around your shoulders, basically.
Yeah. Yes. A noisy one, that will do.
And well, Lucy, in the next bit, we're going to come to you because I want to hear all about Dolly Parton.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, good. And many other things. And of course, the great, the nomination you've got for the Radio 2 Folk Awards.
It's really exciting.
But give us another song. What's it going to be?
We're going to do a song called A Jew Lovely Nancy, and it's an American version of a really well-known folk song. We learned it from a lady called Julie Hennigan, who lives over in the Ozarks, and it was collected in something like 1907 from a lady called Bertha Lauderdale from Lafayetteville. Here's a Jew, my lovely Nancy, 10,000 times a Jew. I'll be thinking of my own true love. I'll be thinking, dear, on you. Will you change a ring with me, my love? Will you change a ring with me? It'll be a token of our love when I am far at sea. And when I'm far away from home, and you know not where, love letters I will write to you from every foreign strand. And the secrets of my heart, dear girl, are the best of my goodwill. So let my body be where it might, my heart is with you still. Thank you.
of all that they've been doing all day out in the fields of the wheat and hay that they've got down. Sure, it's all that they can do while we pour jolly hearts of oak must plow the sea all through. But when we return again, my love, to our own dear native shore, fine stories we will tell to you, how we plough the oceans o'er, and we'll make the alehouses to ring, and the taverns they will roar, and when the money it is all gone, sure we'll go to sea for more. Here's adieu, my lovely Nancy, 10,000 times adieu. I'll be thinking of my own true love, thinking dear on you, and I'll be thinking dear on you, and I'll be thinking dear on you.
A sweet ballad there. Adieu, lovely Nancy. And we'll be going back to Lucy, Edwin and Tom from Pilgrim's Way a bit later on in the programme. I went to a gig a couple of weeks ago on a rave recommendation of a friend, and I'm glad that I did because it was absolutely brilliant. Punch Brothers are an American progressive bluegrass band who've been going for just 5 years. And by the looks of the crowd at the gig, they have a serious, really serious fan base here in the UK. I felt as if I'd arrived at a good old country hoedown mixed with a top league football match. Czech shirts, dungarees, pints of lager and a roar of appreciation after every song that would have shaken Wembley Stadium. And their music, well, the thing that they're so good at is rhythmic juggling and melodic discord. And of course, they've got great songs. Here's what I mean. This is $100 from their album Who's Feeling Young Now, due out on Nonesuch this coming month.
Pinball game. Oh, what a summer. Making love to make believe. The hearts are run out of their sleeves. Oh, what a summer. To lie. Thank you.
remember he's pretend. Oh, what a summer to lie under me on a glass, or to me as I ask for your number. Oh, would you wonder why if I paid $100 for the chance to see you cry? You'll never know anything as cold as the heart of a city girl. As the heart of a city girl. As the heart of a. Chiseled to the cornerstone, 'cause the building had to come down. In a show more pretty than practical, for to satisfy the city girls around.
Oh, it was beautiful, but it fell too soon. Took a few good men and left these city guys.
Who would pay $100 for the chance to see you cry, and $100 more to see you cry again instead of singing? You'll never know anything as cold as the heart of a city girl.
A minha voz companheira
não nasceu para passar. Se não fosse por vosotras, como ia caminhar?
If you're ever in Oklahoma, you better move around at night. They don't like no transportation, go slipping round and out of sight. They don't care about Dallas, Texas. They don't care about Wichita. If you're ever in Oklahoma, you better move round that long.
Advice from the Harris Brothers, if you're ever in Oklahoma, from their album Suitcase Blues. Reggie and Ryan Harris are indeed brothers, and they've been singing together since they were kids growing up in North Carolina. Ryan plays the bass and sings, and Reggie is on guitar, vocals and Suitcase, which many of you out there will know makes a great soundbox. Hence, I guess, the name of the album, Suitcase Blues. And that song followed on from all-female Galician polyphonic group Lelia and Vos das Amigas from their album Consentimento. So, back to Pilgrim's Way, the band who, in their own words, are refreshingly different and reassuringly traditional. This one's Tarry Trousers.
Should I meet but a tender mother talking to a daughter dear? It's daughter I would have you marry and live no longer a single life. She says, mother, I'd rather tarry for the sailor, that's a right. With daughter they are given to roaming into foreign countries they do go, and then they'll leave you broken hearted, that could prove you're overthrown. Amen. face our enemy. On stormy seas they did fight boldly, where the bullets they did fly. And I'll dress myself in sailor's clothing, no foreign dangers will I fear. And when we're in the heights of battle, then I'll protect my Jamie dear. How the big guns they do rattle, the small guns they do make their noise. When we're in the heights of battle, I'll cry, fight on me jolly boys. Wed a tailor and rob me of my heart's delight. Give me the lad whose tarry trousers shine to me like diamonds bright. So all you maidens pay attention, if a sailor lad is your delight, don't be forced to wed another for all his gold and silver bright. And me mother would have me wed a tailor and rob me of my heart's delight. Give me the lad whose tarry trousers shine to me like diamonds bright.
Song there called Tarry Trousers from Pilgrim's Way. My guests in session, Lucy Wright on vocals, Edwin Besant there on guitar, and Tom Kitching on fiddle. Lucy, before we left the first set, I threw in that name of Dolly Parton. I think we need to come back to her.
It's probably a fairly unusual influence for a folk singer. I don't know. Maybe it's not. I was sort of treated to quite an eclectic musical upbringing, and folk was just one of the things that we got played at home, or I got played at home. I was always a really big fan of Dolly Parton. When I was about 7, I wanted to be her, but sadly I grew up without the necessary attributes, including
you've
the
got
voice.
A beautiful and, voice.
Well, thank you. But still a massive fan. I've been to see her live a couple of times, and she's just brilliant, just a fantastic singer.
But you come from a family of Jews harp players, is that right?
I do. It's another sort of fairly unusual inheritance to have,
obscure,
but
yes.
There's no money in my family, so I've decided to make the most of the Jews harp. Yeah, my dad and both my uncles play. And they used to play in a band, the brothers did, and they do sort of harmonies and mostly Irish tunes.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty spectacular to see all the Jews harps going at once. It's a hell of a sound.
Are you going to give us a little bit of a demonstration?
A little tiny, yeah.
Fantastic. Lucy Wright on Jew's harp there. Fantastic stuff. Now, it really has been quite a meteoric rise for you guys, isn't it? You get the band together, you know, just in 2 years. You come up with a debut album last summer. And here you are now nominated for a truly coveted award at the BBC Radio 2's Folk Awards, the Horizon Award for the most promising emerging talent. I mean, that's quite something, eh?
Yeah, it's really, really exciting. We didn't expect it at all, and we're really, really excited and quite honoured by it.
It's very flattering indeed. It's quite something.
Just over a year ago, our expectations for the band, what we'd hoped to do, was just simply get out and gig the material a bit. We just wanted to be playing it out. Yeah. We didn't really have expectations beyond that at that point. It really has been quite a surprise how fast it's gone.
And you were gigging a lot in festivals all of last year, is that right?
A lot, yes.
Yeah, I think it was nearly 20.
25-ish.
Well, what was that list we showed up in?
It was the PRS's list of the hardest working bands.
In festivals.
In festivals, yeah, we showed up on that
list.
We were
with X Factor nominees and everyone, it was...
Which is probably the only time we're ever going to turn up in a list that has X Factor nominees.
I think so. I mean, they didn't mention the size of the gigs that we did, because they weren't all massive stadiums, I have to say. But
Some pub back rooms. But they, okay.
In fact, I was looking at your tour dates that you've got penciled in, or, well, not even penciled in, but I get the inked in already for this year. And you've actually got something for March of next year.
Yeah. Yes, we've actually got one in July of next year in The Hague, but we haven't put that one up yet. No. We've got best part of 40 gigs on the diary now.
So how is this nomination for the Folk Awards already affecting you?
Well, Lucy's bought a new frock.
Well, that's very true. But that's not so unusual thing for me.
Well, then let's take that frivolous note one step further and say, so what's with the red hair, guys? Is it the red hair that makes this all work?
Well, again, it wasn't sort of a choice that we'd made to have red hair. But
you just happen to all be redheads.
Total coincidence.
Must be the most highly strung band on the planet.
Lucy, you said that you'd moved up to Manchester to do your PhD.
Yeah, that's right.
In what?
It's really hard to answer very quickly that. I could talk for half an hour on that. I'm from an ethnomusicology background, and I'm looking to develop new methodologies through working with art and sort of craft. So it's based in an art department, and I'm actually looking at the folk scene as my kind of subject matter, but it's more about the methodology than any particular.
You have a real passion also for Siberian music, I
hear. Oh, very much so. I did my my MA here in London at the School of Oriental and African Studies, and I focused on Siberian music because the jew's harp is very big in Siberia, particularly in the Sakha Republic, where it's the national instrument. So I went there and did a bit of work going around there. It's also associated with shamans and kind of magic and all kinds of things over there, so it's quite an interesting place to go.
It has a real kind of spiritual sound to it. I mean, we just got a little taste of it with the jew's harp.
Well, of course, they do more improvisation and sort of they can imitate animals and birds and aspects of nature. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So the one very obvious question I haven't asked yet is the name of the band, Pilgrim's Way.
Yeah, it's hard to name a band.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time trying to decide what to call ourselves, and the boys had a lot of ideas, but a lot of them I thought were inappropriate.
Yeah, well, she wouldn't
shut them down. Lucy shut all your ideas down.
She wouldn't let us be called Folk Truncheon.
I was going to say, you should have heard their ideas. I think anyone sane would have shot them down. But yeah, in the end, we decided we'd like to call ourselves after a song that we just started learning at the time. And it's actually a Rudyard Kipling poem that was set to music by Peter Bellamy. And we're really big fans of Peter Bellamy and the band. And it's just got a great kind of philosophy in it. And we just really like the song. So we thought we'd call ourselves Pilgrim's Way.
Well, it's been a great journey so far, hasn't it?
Oh, very much so, yeah. Long may it continue.
So this last piece, Lucy, you're going to be on jew's harp, aren't you?
I am, yes.
So we're going to do an instrumental. We're going to do a couple of jigs. The first one of these is by Edwin, and it's called Framus. And we'll follow that with another jig by the Welsh fiddle player Iolo Jones called Iolo's Jig. Thank you.
A jig with some good old blues harmonica and Jew's harp thrown in. Pilgrim's Way are going to be supporting June Tabor and the Oyster Band at the Festival Theatre in Chichester on the 7th of February, the day before the Radio 2 Folk Music Awards in Salford, when they'll hear if they've won the Horizon Award for Most Promising Emerging Talent. You're listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Lapa Kotari. Still to come, some more for the Punch Brothers, who I played earlier on, and a taste of some great gigs that are going to be taking place over the next week or so. Once you hear this next song, I think you'll forgive me for thinking that it's an Eastern European take on Gershwin's It Ain't Necessarily So from Porgy and Bess. It is, in fact, a song written by a Yugoslav singer who goes by the name of Johnny Stulic. The title translates to Pretty Woman Passing Through Town, and it's sung by Natasha Mirkovic on her album Soul Motion. See what you think.
Že neprolazi kroz grad Ja na uklo stojim sasvim sam Prolaze one i gledaju mene Već dugo ja ne vidio hrpu Tako lijepe žene nema sumnje Lijepe su ko sanne Prolaze one i gledaju mene Već dugo ja ne vidio hrpu Tako lijepe žene nema sumnje Lijepe su ko sanne Dignem glavu, a tamo Maja Prist. Ona bi štela da joj grizem list. Ona bi štela da zašljivi mene, ma morge pokraj hrpe, tako lijepe žene, nema sumnje, lijepe su ko sanna. Tuda, 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 zakaj mene zoveš? Tuda, tuda, si sabila moj broj. Da vrak ti mater zemi, ak me zoveš, ak me zoveš, bil bom tvoj, oda samo tvoj. Lijepe žene prolaze kroz grad, ja na uglu stojim sasvim sam. Prolaze one i gledaju mene već dugo, ja ne vidim hrpu tako lijepe žene, ne ima sumnje, lijepe su ko sanne. O Duda, zakaj mene zoveš? Duda, Duda, si zabila moj broj. O Duda, Duda, vrak ti mater zemi, ak me zoveš, ak me zoveš, bil bom tvoj, oda samo tvoj. Oh, do that, do that. zabila me broj. Duda, Duda, vrag ti mater zemi, ak me zoveš, ak me zoveš, bil bum tvoj, oda samo tvoj.
Oh, rising with the morning sun. Just ran out to eat and the poly man is still asleep. But I still got some Jamaican rum and the new day has just begun. Even my girl is too tired to tell me that I'm drunk. She won't even bother to tell me that I'm slow. And suddenly I just ran out to eat and the poly man is still asleep. This is an early morning song, rising with the morning sun. People, put your helmets on. New day has just begun. Helmets on. Rising with the morning sun, just ran out to weep and the poly man is still asleep. But I still got some Jamaican rum and the new day has just begun. Even my girl is too tired to tell me that I'm drunk. She won't even bother to tell me that I'm stoned. Suddenly I just ran out to weep and the poly man is still asleep. This is an early morning song, rising with the morning sun. People, put your helmets on. New day has just begun.
Helmets on! Helmets on! Helmets on! Helmets on! Helmets on!
Your mind that you might have crossed the line. Are you dragging your muscles on the broken spine? Has it ever crossed your mind that you might have crossed the line? Are you dragging your muscles on the broken spine? Has it ever crossed your mind that you might have crossed the line? Are you dragging your muscles on the broken spine? Has it ever crossed your mind that you might have crossed the line? Are you dragging your muscles on the broken spine?
Three quite different songs there. Natasha Mirkovic and Lepezene Proze Krozgrad, Pretty Woman Passing Through Town, from her album Soul Motion. Followed by Electro Chill Out from young Tunisian singer Emel Matlauti and Uduan from her album Kelmti Hora. Emel is going to be in London for a performance at Rich Mix on the 7th of March in the East End, and she's going to be my guest on the programme that Friday, the 9th. Last of that three was Sedativa, featuring David Portash and a bit of Middle Eastern dub metal. Sedativa is the dub electronic project set up by Warsaw-based Syrian Rami Al-Ali. And I is the album he did with Portash, a composer, lyricist and vocalist, a cornerstone of Polish reggae music. The album is an interesting mix, worth a listen. Details are on the website at bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3, along with the rest of tonight's playlist. Back to the Punch Brothers, my latest discovery. I saw them at Bush Hall in West London. You may have seen them up in Glasgow at Celtic Connections last week. In fact, we've recorded that gig to be aired on World on 3 sometime in April. And next week, we've got four nights of Celtic Connections for you live from Glasgow. I'll give you details of that at the end of the programme. Well, Punch Brothers, you need to put them on your must-see list for 2012. For now, you'll have to settle with another track from their album, Who's Feeling Young Now? It's out on Nonesuch Records on the 14th of February. It can't replace A Red Rose on Valentine's Day, but it might make a nice change from the obvious. This is Movement and Location, and I'm going to follow it with Heartbeat from Necker. You'll see why.
don't do it for anything but the thrill of movement and location. All the battle is
the stirring voice of Nigerian singer Nneka and Heartbeat from her album No Longer At Ease that came out a few years ago. She's got a new album out, Soul Is Heavy, and I'm going to play something from it next time I'm on, which will be on the 10th of February. And my guest on that programme will be Gökçek Askarov, a Mogam singer from Azerbaijan. He's an extraordinary singer, and you can catch him live at a free concert in the foyer of Queen Elizabeth Hall on the South Bank on the 3rd of February. It's part of an event to launch the World Roots on the Road CD, and I'm going to play something from Gotchev Askarov in a minute. But coming up before that is a song from the legendary orchestra Baobab, who are playing at Celtic Connections tonight, Saturday the 28th, the Sage in Gateshead on the 29th, followed by a gig at the Barbican in London on the 30th. This is Ndeleng Deleng from their last album, Made in Dhaka. Sway your hips and enjoy music from one of the classiest dance bands around.
Oh, gonna I saw that silver screen. Your hands are soft, but I have to try to catch that glimmering sting. We had it all together. You can hold me at the door. We never really said goodbye, so I can't tell if you're there.
Two voices that work so well together, Alice Tallon and Kono Michi, two women of Japanese origin, both live in the States, Alice on the West Coast and Michi on the East. Both of them are classically trained, Alice on piano and Michi on the violin, and both of them got together for 6 months in 2011 to record music. Strange Bloom is the result, another album being released on the 14th of February, and Fighters is the track I played. Two final new releases for you, and then one last song to play us out tonight. The Algerian musician Abderrahman Abdelli has got a new album coming out on Zimbras. It's called Destiny, and it's about the pain and sorrow of life in exile. In the late 50s and early 60s, during the fight for independence from France, Abdelli and his family fled the country. This is El Curva, Exile.
دوني ثغورة صوانا ذي ليلة سفتة مرتدينا ولا ولوي الدل جرينا سيل بحر سياغة صغر قم ذي متوامة في الدوني ثغورة صوانا ذي ليلة سفتة مرتدينا ولا ولوي الدل جرينا سيل بحر سياضة صغر رقم في التوابة شفت زبرتي ثنايا غسة ولا شم وناس لحظة تمزى مدالة شفت زبرتي ثنايا غسة ولا شم وناس لحظة تمزى مدالة
فيها سميك مديك شماع وفيها السلامة في الزهوم وتسيسيس روحا في البحر نعمة إلا شيت للخدمة صغر كل الثقفين شفيغ سميك مديك شماع وفيغ السلامة في الزهوم وتسيسيس روحا في البحر نعمة إلا شيت للخدمة صغر كل الثقفين وحدي دقينا ولا شي ولا رما كافت في الدوني وحدي دقينا ولا شي ولا رما كافت في الدوني كل فغون الليل سود في الليل غسل هوا شحنا واسي وضال يضر الندال شحال دي سيزين سوا من مصن سمري المحال كل فغون الليل سود في الليل غسل هوا شحنا واسي وضال يضر الندال شحال دي سيتين سوا ماذا سامي الزلوسة لا صرت فاريال جريت شهن ثولوا ماذا سامي الزلوسة لا صرت فاريال جريت شهن ثولوا ماذا سامي الزلوسة لا صرت فاريال جريت شهن ثولوا السام السن موسى نازل قفاريان جريت شهل ثولوا جريت شهل ثولوا جريت شهل ثولوا جريت شهل ثولوا جريت شهل ثولوا
Feijão macundi com farinha em Angola Feijão preto com farofa no Brasília Feijoca grande pra cachupa Cabo Verde Feijão branco não é pedra preciosa Feijão frade lá na Tuga embarrado Feijão quitande lá no Bengolo Puisa Feijão que pico lá na ilha de Luanda A imagem dende lá na banda está aqui, oh, oh. Muleno,
Tundam Sala,
Coleno,
Tundam Sala,
Coleno,
Tundam Sala.
Feijão macundi com farinha em Angola, feijão preto com farofa no Brasília. Feijoca grande pra cachupa Cabo Verde Feijão branco não é pedra preciosa Feijão frade lá na Tuga embarrado Feijão quitande lá no Bengolo Puisa Feijão que pico lá na ilha de Luanda A imagem dende na banda está que eu vou Coleno é
Tundam Sala
Coleno
Tundam Sala
Coleno é
Tundam Sala
Feijão macundi com farinha em Angola Feijão preto com farofa no Brasília Feijoca grande pra cachupa Cabo Verde Feijão branco não é pedra preciosa Feijão frade lá na Tuga embarrado Feijão quitande lá no Bengolo Puisa Feijão que pico lá na ilha de Luanda A imagem dende lá na banda está aqui, oh, oh. Coleno é
Tundam Sala
Ai, Coleno
Tundam Sala
Coleno
Tundam Sala
Feijão macundi com farinha em Angola Feijão preto com farofa no Brasília
Veja oca grande pra cachupa Cabo Verde. Veja um branco, não é pedra preciosa. Veja um frade lá na Tuga embarrado. Veja um quitande lá no Bengolo Quiza. Veja um quipigo lá na ilha de Luanda. A imagem dende lá na batasta que eu vou. Colenue,
um dança.
Aí colenu,
um dança lá.
Colenue,
um dança.
Aí colenu,
um dança.
Aí colenue. Ai colenue,
dança
ai colenue,
dança
ai colenue,
dança
ye 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 ye
The unmistakable voice of Bonga. At 69, there's a bit more gravel in his voice, but he can still romance you with it and make you want to smile and dance. Ora Kota is his 30th album. It's got mainly new songs on it, mostly about Angola, the country of his birth, and one to which he has recently returned after a very long absence. He says the album is a remedy for the blues. It's out on Loose Africa in a couple of weeks' time. Before that was Abdelli with a song called Al Hurva, with a bit of a Cape Verde groove to it and lots of lovely quarter tones there. Well, I've got one more song to play tonight, but before I do, thank you for listening. Next week, starting from Tuesday the 31st of January at 11 p.m. for four nights, we're going to be coming to you live from Celtic Connections, brought to you by the fabulous Marianne Kennedy. If you can't get to Glasgow yourself, it's a great way to get a real sense of the excitement and thrill of the biggest festival of folk music of its kind in the world. As I mentioned earlier, I'll be back on the 10th of February when my guest on the programme will be Gottschalk Askaroff. Well, the song I'm going to play us out with tonight is from one of the legends of the blues, Etta James, who died last Friday at the age of 73, having suffered from leukemia. She was one of the most influential and critically acclaimed female singers of the last 50 years, with people such as Janis Joplin in the 60s modelling their singing style on her, to more recently British pop singer Adele, who said that it was buying an Etta James CD that made her want to sing. Etta James has certainly been a part of my life's soundscape. This is I'd Rather Go Blind, a ballad of loss and jealousy, one of agonising emotion that stands as one of her most celebrated songs and one that is a classic in the world of soul and blues. Till next time, goodbye. Be blind, boy.
Hello and welcome from me, Susan Sharp, to Through the Night here on Radio 3. The Montreal Symphony Orchestra are giving the concert this morning, conducted by Kent Nagano. And with them are pianist Jan Liszewski and contralto Marie-Nicole Lemieux. First, they're performing an unusual sequence of musical collaboration between four composers spanning almost three centuries. The centrepiece is Brahms' Four Serious Songs, originally for voice and piano, but in an orchestration here by Detlef Glanert, who's also composed preludes of his own to introduce each song, and a postlude as well. Framing these are two Bach chorale preludes in arrangements by Busoni.
Thank you. wish to